Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Check it. We got about an hour and 58 minutes. We're going to go ahead and get it cracking right now. So sorry about that. All right. So got no callers right now. But here's what we're going to talk about. There's a lot to talk about, really. We can get into so much. Welcome back. Alright, so we've been kind of quiet. What we're going to do is we're just going to wait for these callers to come in. So I'm just going to go ahead and put on some music until I get some of these callers in. Go ahead and enjoy the sweet sounds of Rakim and Eric B.
Thank you. herself on the main. Big bang, she like capture big bang. Dual shit, money clip, bone clip, the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see it from the front. She spot me like paparazzi. Shot me a glance and that cat woman stands in the fat woman's pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up. Very little makeup. The slims at the Reebok gym tone. You frame up a sugar and spice. The only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key, but couldn't keep it down. Accident asked her, she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping this straight up, gang him out of the waist up. See, from fam throwing it down for Reed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move ahead. Yo, this is my man Moose, baby. Let me introduce. I turn around. You was the same pretty bird who I finally observed. Trying to play me for the herd. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Moose. I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you. It's nice to finally meet. We moved to the food preserve and grew especially. Your honey love ended up directly next to me. The fight for life, and now I'm looking at it skeptically. This baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes, and accessories. Sticky eyes, sweet voice. We call me Fader, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave a piece of dance? I played it low, though.
Shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. off on an absolute charge, bon voyage. Here from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang, killer of bees on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, it's so dumb. Will you even touch my steel? You got the vote to run, killer bee, and you ain't ever chill down. Drop that down, pass all around. The risk is hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC and any 52 states, I get psycho, killer on the base. My producer slam, oh, it's like bam. The fool's days have been a vendor.
Yo, yo, yo. Okay, so I don't have any collars, but we'll guess what we'll do. We're going to go ahead and just start that up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through my tier one, which is we'll do preseason rankings. And the way I see it right now, they're the Super Bowl champions. So if we're going to start tier one, we're going to do tier one and we're going to do number one. You have to put in the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, I just think that they're that good. They didn't get any worse. They get their starting quarterback back. They get some key players on defense back. So I'm definitely saying that the Eagles right now, the cream of the crop, Super Bowl champs, didn't get worse. Seemingly got better, so to speak. And it looks like Carson Wentz will be healthy for week one. Moving on down the list. Sorry about that. Moving on down the list. These are in no particular order. When I say list, it's just the tier one. I have eight teams in my tier one. These are teams that I believe are Super Bowl favorites, Super Bowl contender favorites, as well as I think that these teams are just the cream of the crop. Right now in the NFL, these teams are the best of what I feel are the best. So running through them, I think the Philadelphia Eagles are one of those teams. The Minnesota Vikings, Jacksonville Jaguars, Los Angeles Rams, the Kansas City Chiefs, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Green Bay Packers. A little homerish there, but I mean, you look at most of those teams, playoff teams from last year, didn't get any worse. The only team that I have a caveat for in this tier one is the Jacksonville Jaguars, just because of their quarterback, who is Blake Bortles. That's just a guy that you really can't trust an awful lot. He's a quarterback that's proven that in big situations he will make the mistake. He was dealt a hell of a defense last year, as well as a hell of a rookie running back in Leonard Fournette. So to me, the only caveat in that first tier would be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, again, most of those teams, with the exception of the Green Bay Packers, were teams that made the playoffs last year. Most of them made it to the conference championship, and then two of them, obviously, in the Eagles and the Patriots, made the Super Bowl. So I'm definitely I'm confident in that these eight teams are definitely teams to look forward to being, you know, perennial league favorites. We move to the second tier. This is a tier that gets real interesting to me because there's a team in here that I think can be a tier one team if they play right. But as we, you know, currently sit, this is how I feel tier two will go. I think tier two has the Los Angeles Chargers, the New York Giants, the Atlanta Falcons, the Carolina Panthers, the Houston Texans, the New Orleans Saints, the San Francisco 49ers, and I'll bring in the Tennessee Titans in this tier two. I think Tennessee is another caveat depending on how Mariota plays, depending on how Derrick Henry plays with the absence of DeMarco Murray retiring. Let's see how that offense runs, running the ball. No pun intended. So, again, tier two, I will go with Los Angeles Chargers, Atlanta Falcons, New York Giants, Carolina Panthers, Houston Texans, San Francisco 49ers, Tennessee Titans, and the New Orleans Saints. I think that's the second tier of teams in the NFL right now that can make the playoffs and then maybe make some noise, you know, maybe get a run, maybe, you know, do something a la 2010, 2011 Packers and Giants, maybe not going from the wild card, but you know, making a splash in their games. Now, we'll get to this bottom tier.